Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Thursday. This is Russian Tim Show. Let's start. This band is called Gob. This is Give Up the Grudge.
Don't make me listen to this stupid broken record again. The needle skipping and repeating, never reaching the end. You know you're bitching and complaining like you got it so tough. We're sick of all your crying, will you ever shut up? So keep bleeding your fake blood till no one even sees it. If that's the best you can make up, at least act like you mean it. Give up the grudge, shut your fucking mouth. Why you gotta judge everybody but yourself? Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not alone. Shame. I guess 90k a year buys nothing but complaints. The people in my neighborhood think that I'm a threat. While the boss gets richer, they get deeper in debt. So keep bleeding your fake blood till no one even sees it. If that's the best you can make up, shut your fucking mouth. Why you gotta judge everybody but yourself? Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not alone. Give up the grudge, shut your fucking mouth. Why you gotta judge everybody but yourself? Take a look around you, there ain't nobody home. I may be a loser, but at least I'm not alone.
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is going well so far. Life is great. Russian Tim Show, it's Thursday. Happy, happy hello. Thank you so much for tuning in into the radio station CITR and listen to some punk rock music, which I'm happily will play for you on this radio station. Let's do this. I started off the show with the Canadian band called Gob. That was a song called Give Up the Grudge. The reason I play this song because I like it, and the second reason because the legendary Canadian band Sum 41 announced some final Canadian dates, and Gob will be part of this tours, so it's gonna be fun for them and for us, and also for the band called Pop, who will be part of this tour. So in January 2025, Sum 41 will be playing some final shows of their career, and they will be joined by Gob and Pop. Oh, that's actually fun. Gob and Pop. Good. Good. Today, what are we gonna do today on the show? I was away for, I think it looks like a month. I did some traveling, and I'm share some of my stories of visiting a punk rock show in Japan. I will preview a show which is taking place tomorrow, but we'll start with some new music, as we always do. I'm very excited for this block because I have been listening to music for the past month. New music for the past month, and I found some fun new songs which I'm gonna play for you. There will be songs from John Snodgrass, from Noise, from Reconciliar, Coxpatter, but we'll start with a band called Snuff. I really like this band. Yeah, I do. I do. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. And they released a brand new album. The album is great. It's an interesting concept because Snuff have been... They released an acoustic album recently. But what they also done, they... for this album, they released some electric songs, like rock and roll songs. And also some songs, acoustic version of those songs. I'm going to play you a title track. The album is called Off on a Sharabank. And this song is called Sharabank. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. This is New Snuff. Sharabank.
It's gonna break your heart. We'll be right back.
this is a raid. This might be my blood and it might be rain. Deliver me from these walls of sovereign design. I swear I'm here for love, it's my disdain.
Go today. if I couldn't stand. Grew up somewhere deep inside, was terrified and hiding. And then I held your hand. All the doubt and all the fear subsided. First time I saw your face, my mission clear. Though that was fear of failure, I always had to make you safe. I knew my place.
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. Life is going pretty great, and I'm playing you some punk rock music on the radio waves of CITR. Things are great. I played you some new music. I was very excited for this block because this is probably the music which I have been listening for the past month, I would say, and I'm excited. Let's start. The first track I played you by the band called Snuff, legendary punk band from the UK. They have a new album called Off on the Shara Bank, and it's a good album, like I said, half electric, half acoustic, and I played you a title track called Shara Bank. Then we heard another legendary band from UK, they called Cockspatter. They have a new album called Hand on Heart, which comes out tomorrow. That sounds like gonna be their final record. And I played you a song called I Belong to You. So far they released three songs from the new album, every song is a hit. Then I played a band called The Reconciler. They are from Georgia in Atlanta. I played you a title track from their new album called Art For Our Sake. Didn't really know this band much, but I saw them 2 years ago at one of the pre-fest shows in Florida. And it was so cool. I just heard this band, a couple songs by them, but then they played a set and I liked every single song. It doesn't really happen too often, but yeah, I really, really enjoyed this. This band started following them and they released a new album called Art For Our Sake, and the band is called Reconciler. Then we heard a friend of the program called John Snodgrass. He released a new album called Barge at Will, and we heard a song called Your First Rodeo, and the final track was called Liam by the band called Noise. This is a really good band, which are not too far away from Washington, from Tacoma and Seattle. They released a new song called Liam. It doesn't really say if it's part of the new album or anything, but Noise, it's such a good band, such a catchy band. They always released some really good music, and this is what they've done again. Good. Okay, let's move on, and let me share my story of the show which I was able to visit recently, and I got very, very excited. I did some travels in the past couple of weeks, and I was lucky to be in Japan for a weekend, and I was able to attend a festival which is called Punk Spring in Tokyo, or a little bit outside of Tokyo. That's an annual festival which has been taking place for many, many years, and this time it took over on March 16 and 17th over Saturday and Sunday. There was quite a few bands, but the headliners, main headliners, were Sum 41 and NoFX, along with legendary Japanese band called High Standard. I was very impressed. It was my first time in Japan. There's, you know, obviously those, how you call those, ideas and, I'm blanking on the word which I was gonna use, but I don't remember it. But stereotypes, yeah, about Japan, that it's quite different from North American world. And it was really interesting to see the crowd. First of all, I was blown away by the venue. Venue is massive. It's a massive stadium, and it's really, really big. The other thing was really interesting for me, that the doors to the festival were 10 a.m. in the morning, and the first band played at 10:30. So when I got there on the second night at 8 o'clock in the morning, because of time difference, I couldn't sleep, so I went to the area and tried to explore and just enjoy the area. I saw there's a massive line of people at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's quite different from North America, when people show up to the show around 8, 9, 10 p.m. So slightly different, but again, it was really, really cool. Fantastic experience. On the first night, I saw Sum 41. I just got out of airport, straight from the airport to hotel, drop off my bag, and then went to see Sum 41. That was fantastic. They really had a great support. And then the night two, there was quite a few bands, but I chose to explore Tokyo. And then I saw The Damned, and then I saw the legendary Japanese band called High Standard. They don't play too often, but it was so amazing how the country and like the Japanese punk community really loves that legendary band High Standard. They've been around for over 20 years, absolutely legends of Japanese punk scene, and it was insane how loved they are by their fans. So many like shirts, of course. The crazy thing was the merch was sold out before the show started, before the band started like playing. It was absolutely insane. I wanted to get some merch just to remember that time in Japan, but everything was sold out. It was absolutely insane. The fans bought every single piece of merch, and the support was absolutely incredible. Yeah, so that was a story of me visiting Punk Spring 2024 in Tokyo. For me, it was an absolutely incredible experience. And how about I play some of those bands which I saw? So let's play some High Standard, Sum 41, and NoFX, the bands which I kind of saw the most. And we'll start with High Standard, absolutely phenomenal, legendary Japanese band. They're so loved. Like, I don't think I've seen a band being so loved by the audience, and especially in such big numbers. I don't know how many thousands of people were there. I don't know, I'm probably not exaggerating if it was over 20,000. The crowd sang every single word. Almost everyone had a piece of High Standard merch, a patch, a t-shirt, like a something, and I was blown away. I've been you know, following punk rock for over 30 years, but I don't think I've seen such a massive love for a band from such a big audience. Let's do this. This band is called High Standard, absolute Japanese legend. This song is called Stay Gold.
Hating, can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
Contradiction. So tell me, what would you say? I'd say it's time. Absolute Shibari, cold noodles and hot sake. The Mistress Bar in Roppongi is the place. For Japanese hardcore, not the kind you're gonna find at the record store. Not the kind designed for the kind-hearted. Do not pass go, do not get bail. Go directly to Osaka jail, where you get locked or drunk under the table. Rewards and consequence, they got the cool and unusual punishments. Get on your knees for Japanese instruction. Rope and cigarette burns, forget about any health concerns. This is pure assisted self-destruction. And bottoms up, unhelping hands, I'll tie you up. One bad deed surely deserves another. Bruce from bamboo caning, coming home triumphing. This to your significant other. Good fucking luck.
Hello, hello, hello! This is Russian Tim's show. I'm playing you music on radio. Good, good summary of what's been happening here for the past 41 minutes. I played you three bands which I saw in Japan at the Punk Spring Festival in Tokyo. Absolutely phenomenal experience. I don't really share too often my live experience of going to shows, but that was so special that I thought you listener may be interested. I played the three songs, High Standard, Stay Gold, absolutely legendary Japanese band, Sum 41 but Still Waiting, and the final track was by NoFX, Cool and Unusual Punishment, about visiting Japan and interesting places in Japan, which I haven't visited, but I guess Fat Mike did at some point of his life. That was fun, thanks for sharing, good, 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 good. Let's move on. Let's preview a show. Today is actually pretty cool. I like this. Like, the idea of my show was to play new international and local music, and so far we did the new music, a somewhat international segment about seeing a show in Japan, and now the part of the show where I play some local music and preview a local event which is taking place tomorrow at the Redgate Art Society. That's a pretty cool event which is hosted by Early Onset Records. That's a record label from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. They do a cool thing. You buy a $100 subscription and you get 5 records from 5 local bands. It's a non-profit organization. It's kind of like a membership club. Local bands pitch in and you buy your $100 subscription, and then you get a little bit later 5 records from 5 great local bands. So this is Series 2. Series 1 was a couple of years ago, I believe, if I'm not mixing up the dates. Series 2 is done. It features the bands Anthems, Swear Jar, The Dog Indiana, Worm, and Bosses. This is the bands which will be playing the event on Friday, and this event is kind of the money drive event where some of the funds will go towards the pressing of the records. All 5 records released digitally, but now you can buy the subscription and a whole how you call it? Press the records and then get those records. Anyways, so Anthem, Swear Jar, The Dog Indiana, Worm, and Bosses are playing. Tomorrow at the Red Gates Art Society, you can purchase the tickets in advance from Early Onset Records website for $20 or at $25 at the door. It says the doors are at 7 o'clock and bands are at 8:30. Let's do it. Let's start playing those bands, all the five bands which we'll be playing tomorrow at the Red Gate. And we'll start with Anthems. They released this new EP, which, like I said, is released digitally but will be pressed soon. And the song is called White Weapon. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. This is Anthems with White Weapon, playing tomorrow at the Red Gate.
Back. Lots of red, I can't believe it.
Hello, hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. Thanks so much for listening. I played you five local bands which will be playing a show tomorrow at the Red Gate Art Society. That's a pressing drive for Sirius 2 for early onset records. Like I said, all the funds, some of the funds are going towards the pressing of the records, which were released digitally by Early Onset Records, and later they will press those records on vinyl. Let's go through the songs quickly. I played for you Anthems, was the opening track with The White Weapon, then Swear Jar with Unfinished Business, Bosses with This I Know, The Dog Indiana from Victoria with Loaf, and Warm with Grain and Entrapment. Yep, so this show is taking place tomorrow at the Red Gate Art Society. Thanks so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. Thank you for all the lovely messages. I'm glad to be back, and I'll see you next week. I'll finish off the show with a song by the band called Only Crime, this band which features Bill Stevenson from Descendants on Drums and Russ from Good Riddance. Really good band. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. This is Only Crime, Sedated. Bye-bye.
Cleanse the scale!